Okay, I'm going to open the meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission, and we are a seven-member commission, so four is a quorum, just. I'll do a roll call. Let's see, Mark Appel.
Here.
Bryant Keith.
Here.
With a vacant position, Nancy is excused. Michael McPartlin.
Here.
And Louis Pollak is also excused.
Correct.
My understanding is that we will have, we have one commissioner filling the vacant spot soon.
Yes, Mr. Douglas Dunn was appointed by the council on the 18th, and he only needs to be sworn in, and then he can participate. He should be with us for the next meeting in January.
I will now ask for a call to the public. This is an opportunity for people in the audience to speak on something that is not on the agenda. Is there anyone who would like to speak on something not on the agenda? Declare the public hearing, or the call to the public closed. Agenda item, our first agenda item is a public hearing on a proposed text amendment to zoning code article 5.24, which is the CM district, commercial mixed use division 2. Discussion and a possible recommendation to the city council. I'll go ahead and turn it over to staff.
All right, Chair and Commission, before you tonight is a proposed text amendment. I'll do a little bit of background. I mean, I think I probably mentioned this before, but as we were working with a property owner, we discovered that the property that they had was not what we thought it was. It was actually CM2, and again, you know, bars, taverns are required to be in a C3 or C4 zoning district, so it was discovered, and as a matter of fact, I mean, most of Brewery Gulch, let me go ahead and go to the, so I've got a couple of, so currently, right now as it stands, C3 is required and C4 is required for bars, taverns, so, and this kind of gives you, this kind of shows you where they're currently located right now. Let's see if I can get my pointer to work here. So you've got the area right here, Copper Queen, I believe, well, with Santiago's would sit right here. I think this is the museum building. You've got some up here on OK Street, and there's a couple more up here kind of on Tombstone Canyon. So those are currently, there's no C4 in historic Bisbee. I found a few that are, I think there's actually, believe it or not, over in San Jose and like Warren, but within the historic district, there's no C4 zone property. So there is C3 zone properties. But,
Can I ask you a quick question? For the C3, does that include the brewery?
No, believe it or not, the brewery falls. Let me go to the next one because you'll see where that lights up. Let me show you. So I did those basically in this kind of orange color, but if I'm not mistaken, the brewery's going to kind of sit at the, let me get my, if I'm not mistaken, isn't it kind of,
yeah.
So see, that's currently zoned CM2. And again, this really kind of follows what the entertainment district is. So again, it makes sense. And we kind of felt like, you know, the concentration of these problems, I mean, here's Brewery Gulch, as you know, you've got a collection of bars and taverns that exist there now. And I don't think there's anything here that's going to encroach upon other properties and be, you know, a conflict of land uses. So, but again, the thought was the best way, rather than try to go in there and individually rezone a parcel, we know there's other parcels that, you know, they have bar and tavern uses, and I think this is the best fix is to go in and do the text amendment and allow those as permitted uses, and we kind of feel like it, you know, it makes sense, and I don't think it creates any problems. But I can zoom back there real quick. So again, you can see the, you know, C3 is limited, but again, it would definitely kind of close in all those areas because, you know, I think the C3 was right in here. There was some C3 up here, and then it continues down here. There's some more C3. So I think this does make a lot of sense, and we can come back to this. But let me.
Can I ask a
quick
question? Just curious, I noticed the Civic Center doesn't come up on either of them. Is that, and they have bar, tavern, restaurants there now too.
And that falls under like C2.
Okay.
And we're talking this one down right here.
Yeah.
In this area right here.
Yeah. That doesn't show up in yellow or red.
Or red, yeah, so that's, I think that's like a C2 property. And again, I don't know how long that's been, you know, and again, if we find other stuff, but I think, you know, we'll need to look at that, but clearly, I think this is going to capture most of the taverns and bars that right now are not in a C3 or C4, so.
Paul, one more question, did you happen to look back on the permitting for the brewery as to how that got to be a bar without proper zoning?
Yeah, and I even had a conversation with like Joe to find out, and I thought that might have happened before his time, but you know, he's not, you know, as far as the records, you know, that's a great question, and just not sure, I mean, if he just overlooked or, because I would think, I mean, that's the first thing I did when, you know, when Mr. Hicks came in there, you know, looking at the zoning, the use, is that an appropriate zone for what the use is? And I don't know, I mean, I don't know how to answer that, other than, you know, it didn't get, it wasn't captured, so.
Well, it was that property and that permit that initiated the whole discussion about a moratorium on requiring a certain amount of off-site parking, or on, I should say, off-street parking for that facility, for that use.
For that use, okay.
And I can't for the life of me remember how the zoning came up, or, I mean, if the zoning ever came up and whether it was properly zoned or not, we were all focused on the parking, you know, that was being required of that property, and then we instituted a moratorium. Bill, you remember when we were doing all that?
Bill, it wasn't that I wasn't listening, it was just that you weren't speaking in the microphone, I missed the question.
So if you remember that, I guess, about the moratorium?
Oh, on the parking?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do remember that.
How it was initiated by the brewery?
Yeah.
But somehow the zoning for that was totally, whether that particular use was even allowed in that zoning, didn't seem to be an issue at all.
I don't know.
John, I think we need to talk to John Charlie about that.
I didn't know you guys were going to put me on the spot my first time.
But let me walk through, and again, I've kind of covered this, but I just want to make sure I've got, so, you know, again, there's 96 CM zone parcels, you know, and again, staff is recommending that, you know, we do this text amendments and to allow those uses. Again, those CM2 parcels really, they outline what the city's entertainment district, that's the whole intent of the entertainment district, right? To bars, restaurants, taverns, and what have you, but again, and again, we kind of feel like it would not really place these uses in an area that's going to be in conflict with any, you know, residential. Now, keep in mind, CM2, you can have residential uses with the commercial, so again, I mean, they would kind of go hand in hand, but again, I think it does isolate it within that district, and I think there, you know, wouldn't be offensive to any, you know, close residential areas. But, so I have shown you the C3 zone properties, and so this, depending on what you guys do tonight, you'll make a recommendation to the city council, and we did schedule action to go before them on, at their January 2nd meeting. And so I've got, the staff recommendation is to recommend the text amendment to include cocktail lounges and taverns, and then also, based on Mark, on Commissioner Appel's comment, in addition, the appropriate box check for this use on the zoning matrix for the CM2 district. Now, I've done a little research, again, I know I won't get too deep into this, I know there's not really, but I think it's still related, so let me just show you. So here's the zoning matrix, and again, I personally think, I've talked to some staff, Joe, the attorney, I think that under service uses, alcoholic beverage establishments was intended to be bars and taverns. What throws it off is that it says off-premise consumption, you know, that doesn't make sense. And I wonder if it's like a Scribner's error where they meant to say on-premise consumption, because notice only the C3 and C4 box are checked, that's where bars and taverns are permitted. Now, we can get, I talked to Nye, said, well, let's dig a little deeper and get the attorneys to make an interpretation. If not, I say we come back to the PNZ, you guys make a recommendation, because if they don't fall under here, the other list here is retail uses. If you look down, we do have something called a liquor wine store, which to me is a package store where you could actually buy, you know, you go purchase the alcohol and you take it out. That's allowed in any commercial district. So my thought was, and again, if, you know, you guys tell me your thoughts, I really think there was an error And I really think that the alcoholic beverage establishments was intended for the bars, and that ultimately we would check it here, but we think we need to get rid of, I think it's just changing the off to an on-premise consumption, and I think that would take care of that.
Mm-hmm.
But again, if you guys don't agree, I mean, I'd like for you guys to still make a recommendation to include a checkbox, you know, here, but I know that this is not quite right. It can't be off-premise. I mean, because obviously... Okay.
Just a moment, Sean.
There'll be a public hearing.
Okay.
Give me just a second.
Isn't there, but there is, sometimes like bars have an ability to sell you a six-pack as you leave. And when I first saw that, that's what I thought they were referencing.
And that's why I'm looking
like
for
off
some...
off sale. So, you know, at the end of the night, you grab your six-pack. Well, I don't. But.
Yeah.
But anyway, you can take one home with you. So that's what I thought that meant as soon as I saw it.
Yeah. So again, if anyone has any other thoughts on that, but I, you know, my thought was that that under retail, that captures, you know, right there, to me, that's more like liquor wine store. So again, notice all the commercial districts, including CM2, that's permissible. So I think that we just need to fix the matrix, but again, we do need to include a checkbox, right, clearly, in the... under here. So I don't know what your thoughts are, but then that's the staff report. You know, I'll take questions if there's any comments on what we're doing. And
any questions for Mr. Sparling? Okay. I'm going to declare the public hearing open, and if you can go up to the podium and give your name and address.
Hello, my name is Sean Hicks, 120 Brewery Avenue. Thank you. I wanted to first just address that question of the off-site, off-premises liquor license. There's two classifications of liquor license that specifically allow for both on and off, and they're called off-premise consumption license. That's a type 6 and a type 7. What the 6 allows for is a full bar license, all types of liquor, and you can sell off-premise. And type 7 is a beer and wine, same thing, where you can sell off-premise. All the other ones have food associated or hotel associated or something else. So those actually, I think that designation is very specific to the types of liquor licenses that would be for cocktail lounges and taverns as opposed to a restaurant license, beer and, you know, a hotel liquor license or any other type like that. So it's with food, it's different. So I'm guessing that that's where that language came from, and it might be technically correct.
Makes sense.
So that's, so I'm here because I'm partners on putting a comedy club into the 41 Brewery Gulch, which is the old Biz Art Gallery. We currently have purchased a Series 6 license, a full liquor license, that was the same liquor license that was that I had, was involved in buying for the Royale, and it was owned by the Royale. Then it was sold to the owner of Screaming Banshee because she was going to do a bar, a new type of club at 54 Brewery, so across the street from where we're operating. Chuck Files building, if you're familiar with that.
Mm-hmm.
That was approved by council for that use. So that was another CM2 that was approved by council for use as a... Okay, so since 1998, when this code was put into place, there have been a number of different liquor licenses approved for you know, various things, with this, the quarry, the... what's now the Copper City Saloon, but actually the Copper City Saloon is in a CM3. The problem with that is that the CM3 designation, I think you might have to revisit that as well, because one of the issues with CM3 is that it requires a 100-foot lot width. And many of the CM3 designated properties in town don't have 100-foot lot width. And that some of that has to do, I believe, with fire and safety access to a place that might have you know, issues like this or whatever. So there's this, I think it was some boilerplate that was used for this and wasn't specifically designed for this town and its needed, its needs. So even if you were to get a variance from, as a CM2, or to, you know, to try to change it to a CM3,
yes, yeah.
Most of these buildings wouldn't you know, be appropriate for CM3 because they don't have the basic mm-hmm. physical That's structure right. the lot. So I really believe that this text amendment fixes the problem without causing too much other a mess. Now it might be worth revisiting the CM3 because if you had an issue where, say, a place was burnt down, the bar was held, culpable, and their insurance agent wouldn't pay out because they weren't properly zoned or they didn't meet the, you know, some legal requirements. The city might be, if they approved that license in that place when it wasn't, you know, specifically accurate, they might be liable for some of that for a smart lawyer to come after. So I just think it'd be wise to clean up this code and get it right in there and not depend on variances to address, those types of issues or say, oh, they're grandfathered, because there's, you know, there are other issues that if something went down, it might be used against whoever. So I just wanted to bring that up. I want to, for our personal things, I want this, we're trying to do everything as by the book as we can because we don't want to set up for future problems. And we want to make sure that, we address things. If we need to apply for a variance or something, we would do that. But it really seems like we're surrounded on all sides by, establishments that have liquor license, serve alcohol. I mean, there's the brewery to our south. There's Elmo's across the street. There's the quarry across the street. There's the bar, bar four. In the Silver King on the other side of us, I mean, we're literally surrounded. So I think it's appropriate for, that the use of this building that's been not been used for the main floor that we're going to be occupying hasn't been used for 8 or 10 years, and just sitting there empty, to try to enliven it with a place that is entertainment. It's alcohol in an area that is an alcohol brewery gulch. I mean, I just hope that you'll vote to make this change. I think it makes a lot of sense. Do you have
any questions for Sean?
No.
Okay, I'll just declare the public hearing closed. Sure. Call for commission discussion. I just want to say that for me, it just makes perfect sense that whole area already has a lot of grandfathered uses and some that apparently aren't grandfathered, and especially since it aligns with the entertainment district, and that was kind of the intent of the district, and just the fact that there is residential upstairs, anyone who rents, at least in zoning, in planning, if you rent in an area that has non-residential, it is your expectation, or should be, that there will be some consequences from that, some noise and people waking you up at 2 in the morning when they leave Elmo's, that sort of thing. But so I support, I think it's a good idea. Anyone else? Yes, I'll ask for a motion.
Chair, I move that we, the Planning and Zoning Commission recommend the Mayor and City Council a text amendment to the CM2 Commercial Mixed Use Division 2 permitted uses to include cocktail lounges and taverns.
Did you want to add about checking the box?
And also to make sure that comports with the zoning matrix, or uses matrix at the end of the zoning.
Okay, thank you.
Second. Okay, all those, is there any more discussion now that the motion's been made? All right, I'll call for a vote. I'll do a roll call. Mr. Pell?
Aye.
Okay, Mr. Keith?
Aye.
Mr. McPartland?
Aye.
The chair votes aye, so it's unanimous. And as you said, will be heard on the first meeting in the new year in front of the council, which is actually a Wednesday, not a Tuesday.
Correct.
So.
All right.
Great, thank you. All right, the next agenda item is, are you just asking for?
No, I just want to give a quick update, kind of tell you where we're at.
Okay, great, thank you.
So if I could do that. And so what we've been doing is, and I know this kind of started with the attorney, requesting from the clerk all of the ordinances that had to do with text amendments. So we're trying to reconcile all of those so we can go into the code. That's going to be helpful. I mean, I've received a stack of these. So again, that's where we need to play catch-up with the code and do those updates. But again, just trying to reconcile those. As a matter of fact, I'll just kind of share a little bit. I had a property owner over on Naco Highway, just south of the Ace Hardware, I'm sorry, just south of the Dollar General, that was inquiring about developing their property. So I checked the zoning, and I found that it was zone R1, and I thought, that doesn't make sense. So we, you know, we dug, and it turns out that there was an ordinance found that shows that the property was actually rezoned to C3. And that happened like in 2008. So good example of why we've got to catch up with all the ordinances. And then now we need to update the zoning map. So believe me, we're finding a lot of stuff. And there's another commercial property right nearby that I'm still unable to find the rezoning. So it shows R1, but I mean, there's a commercial business on it. So I'm trying to.
Which property is that?
Well, actually, and I'll just say it. I mean, so actually, so the one that was in question was Ace Hardware. So we found, because the zoning map showed R1. I said, how can it be? So we dug and we dug, and we found that it was rezoned to C3. What we can't find, Dollar General shows up as R1, and we cannot find an ordinance to support that rezoning. I can't even imagine how that could have happened, but we're still searching. I haven't given up on that. I may even contact the property owner and just determine if they have any sort of documentation. But just examples of, you know, we want to make sure we don't, you know, if someone's asking to develop their property, we want to make sure it's now the property that was inquired about is actually zone R1. That may require, you know, legitimate rezoning, but it is a little concerning when you have a commercial business that's, we're showing it's an R1 property. I mean, that needs to be. So so again, I just wanted to let you know, these are the kind of things that we're really trying to reconcile, looking for all the ordinances, making sure the code reflects correctly whatever the council approves. So, I mean, that's, you know, we're taking a little time on that, but again, it's going to be beneficial because just like what, you know, we discovered this, but we've got to make sure our zoning maps are correct, and we got to make sure that all those ordinances, you know, have been recorded and reflect on our zoning code as well as our zoning map. So again, that's about the extent of what I wanted to report to you, but we are working on it. But again, there's some examples of just some things we're finding.
Well, Ace Hardware was definitely done under this commission, but I don't recall Dollar General ever having been rezoned. And as we just discussed, I've been on this commission for 16, Mark says.
And I think it was built like in 2010. I could be wrong. Maybe it was more like 2008, but it was at least 10 years ago. And I'm like, it just was surprising to me that I don't know how that got missed. I mean, it's possible, but I hope there's an ordinance out there. It would be cleaner if we can just find the ordinance and we can just update the zoning map.
Right.
I would suggest another thing to look at. I know that's a big hurdle. Mm-hmm. Once we get over that hurdle of having everything updated, would be, and Judy, you did a little bit of this, where you started to reconcile some of the uses that were in the text of the regs.
Right, but apparently missed, right, yes.
But there seems to be still some, you know, like, what is the language you're using for this one? Cocktail lounges and taverns is not even listed as a use in the matrix. So I'm wondering if there's a way to clean up the matrix or clarify the matrix or make sure that all the uses that are listed in the text of the zoning regs
are reflected
correctly in the zoning matrix itself.
Yeah, no, I agree. That's something that we'll work on.
All Well, I had a thought driving up tonight. Maybe heretical, but the matrix is just there as a tool. It's not regulatory. You have to go back to the text. Is there any reason even to have it? I mean, I know it's supposed to be convenient. Okay.
Yeah.
Show you what is required of the special use.
It's a quick reference,
of course,
too.
It's the way our special uses are set up. Pardon?
It's a really nice quick reference. I've seen that used in other jurisdictions, and it really helps someone that's looking. Because if someone says, can you tell me what are the permitted uses? I mean, it's so easy to be able to provide. But I think we definitely need to make sure it's updated and correct.
Well, because when we had the discussion on the hotel, I mean, we went for a while thinking that hotels weren't allowed, right? And then we found out in the text they were. So I think it can lead people down the primrose path if it isn't correct.
Yeah. I agree. We need to take a really close look at that and make sure it jives with the zoning code.
Is this something that an intern would do, or do you think it's just too complicated? If you could.
No. If we, you know, and again, that would be a great project because again, you know, we. But I'll make time. I know how important it is. I just, you know, between the others, the work, but it would be a great project, you're right, to do that comparison. And I don't know what the situation is. I know that the city's had interns before, and I've utilized them, but I don't know where we're at right now. But I could certainly look into that.
Right. Someone from the U of A, maybe, or who needs an internship in planning.
So we'll have to see what the city's budget looks like, right, before we can commit to that. But again, I mean, if not, then, you know, staff, we have to add that to our plate. You know, obviously these are things we're aware of. We just, you know, making the time to do them, and it would be nice to have help. But if we don't, then we have to do it.
Okay. Anything else that was?
No, that should be it.
Commissioner report and comments, and everybody knows already, but I'll start. This is my last meeting on the Planning and Zoning Commission. Like I keep saying, I've been on 15 years, and Mark keeps correcting me. So, but I think 16 years is long enough, and time for me to no longer be a planner in any regards. But it's been a good run and interesting. You learn a lot about the community, a lot about the citizens who live in the community, and it's been a good commission, so I hope you find it. And with Doug coming back on, Doug is very experienced, so I think that he will bring a very good tone back to the commission. So anyway, thank you.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure,
sadness.
Judy, having you as the chair. I've enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, you still see me around town. That's all I have to say. And I'm actually trying to get the meeting over quickly because we're leaving at 6 in the morning to go to Albuquerque. Yeah. Anyway, please. I shouldn't have said that. Whatever you have to say. Okay.
Merry Christmas.
Yes.
And I just want to thank you for your many years of volunteering on planning and zoning.
You're welcome.
Very appreciative that I got to be in this commission while you were a member as well as chair.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I avoided being chair for a long time.
Oh, I know.
But Mark talked me into it.
And I wouldn't be on this commission if it weren't for you.
Okay, well, and I'm glad you're on.
And Dan.
Pardon?
You and Dan from the Mayor Jail.
Oh, right. Anything else? All right, I will hear a motion to close.
I motion that we adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
Last gavel.
Turn off the table.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Happy holidays. Oh. Well, happy New Year. I'll probably see you around town.
Mm-hmm. Probably will. Or maybe in your shop.
Pardon?